This Finding Hidden Treasure minisode is a production of the Restoring the Core Initiative. The following is an excerpt from the treatise A Christian on the Mount, or A Treatise Concerning Meditation, by the 17th century English minister Thomas Watson. This treatise is based on a verse found in Psalm 1, verse 2. In his law, he, that is the blessed godly man, meditates day and night. The excerpts are taken from chapter 6 of that work. Meditate on God's omniscience, that is, his knowing all things. His eye is continually upon us. He has a window open into our conscience. Our thoughts are unveiled before him. He can tell the words we speak in our bedroom, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 12. He is described with seven eyes to show his omniscience, Revelation chapter 5, verse 6. You number my steps, Job chapter 14, verse 16. The Hebrew word signifies to take an exact account. God is said to number our steps when he makes a particular and critical observation of our actions. God sits down every passage of our lives and keeps, as it were, a daybook of all we do and enters it into the book. Meditate much on this omniscience. The effects of meditating on God's omniscience. Number one, it would act as a curb to check and restrain us from sin. Will the thief steal when the judge looks on? Number two, it would be a good means to make the heart sincere. God has set a window at every man's breast. Does he not see all my ways? Job chapter 31, verse 4. If I harbor proud, malicious thoughts, if I look at my own interest more than Christ's, if I dissemble in my repentance, the God of heaven takes notice. The meditation of this omniscience would make a Christian sincere in both his actions and his aims. One cannot be a hypocrite without being a fool. Meditate on the holiness of God. Holiness is the embroidered robe that God wears. It is the glory of the Godhead. Glorious in holiness, Exodus chapter 15, verse 11. It is the most oriental pearl of the crown of heaven. God is the exemplar and pattern of holiness. It is primarily and originally in God, as light is in the sun. You may as well separate weight from lead or heat from fire as to separate holiness from the divine nature. God's holiness is that by which his heart rises against any sin, as being most diametrically opposite to his essence. You are of purer eyes than to behold iniquity. Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 13. Meditate much on this attribute, the effects of meditating on God's holiness. It would be a means to transform us into the similitude and likeness of God. God ever loves us till we are like him. By meditation, we are looking at the beams of holiness, which are gloriously transparent in God. As we do, we grow like him and become holy as he is holy. Holiness is a beautiful thing. Psalm 110, verse 3. It puts a kind of angelic brightness upon us. It is the only coin that will pass current in heaven. By frequent meditation on this attribute, we are changed into God's image. Meditate on the wisdom of God. He is called the only wise God. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. His wisdom shines forth in the works of providence. He sits at the helm, guiding all things regularly and harmoniously. He brings light out of darkness. He can make a straight stroke with a crooked stick. He can make use of the injustice of men to do what is just. He's infinitely wise. He breaks us by afflictions. And upon these broken pieces of the ship, he brings us safely to shore. Meditate on the wisdom of God. The effects of meditating on the wisdom of God, it would sweetly calm our hearts. When we see things go awry in public, the wise God holds the reins of government in his hand, and whoever would rule, God overrules. He knows how to turn all to good. His work will be beautiful in its season, like the rising of the sun. When things go ill with us in our private concerns, the meditation of God's wisdom would rock our hearts quiet. The wise God has set me in this condition, and whether health or sickness, wisdom will order it for the best. God will make a medicine of poison. All things shall be useful to me. Either the Lord will expel some sin, or he will exercise some grace. It would silence murmuring. This minisode is a production of the Restoring the Core Initiative. Like us on Facebook at Restoring the Core. Email your comments to us at mail@restoringthecore.com. Thank you for listening.